Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for the news where we bring to you all that made news this Tuesday. I'm Sonal Mehrotra Kapoor. Let's kickstart with the headlines. Sidhu's resignation shocker puts Punjab Congress into a deeper turmoil. He says no compromise as he writes in a surprise quit letter. Captain Amrinder Singh obviously taunts by saying, "I told you so." Meanwhile, while Sidhu is out, Jignesh Bivani, Kanhaiya Kumar in the Congress party. Punjab crisis, however, overshadows this induction of young youth leaders. Indian Army captures a Pakistan terrorist alive. He's just 19 and talks about an infiltration bid that Lashkar was planning on the 18th, 19th of September. Infiltrators used the same nakta that they used during the Uri strikes. Delhi riots were premeditated, pre-planned conspiracy. Those are the words of the Delhi High Court today, saying calculated attempt by rioters to disclose functioning of the government. There is a new ministry and big reforms coming in there. NDTV learning Amit Shah has cleared major changes in the cooperative ministry. Less than 20,000, lowest since 11th of March. However, four big states continue to report zero COVID deaths in 24 hours. Zero deaths in Rajasthan, Gujarat, MP and Bihar. And Kolkata Knight Riders defeat Delhi Capital by 3 wickets as they chase down 128 run target with 10 balls to spare in Sharjah to stay on course for playoff spot.